Speaking.
Hi, Chris. This is Hamra from Origin Energy. How are you today?
Extremely pissed off. I just got off the phone to your operator.
All right. I'm from the complaint team.
So, I'm calling about your disability and financial abuse and the consistent lies at this point around the direct debit payments. The last two fortnights, you have forced my account. I've been in extreme financial hardship. I've been surviving off food vouchers from the salvos, not eating on many, many days. You forced my bank account into debit twice the past two fortnights, despite the fact that that's meant to be impossible with my Centrelink fee protected account with NAB, and no other payment has ever not reversed if I don't have funds in my account, but somehow you guys are able to force my account in debit, which means the last two fortnights I wasn't even able to eat for days because I couldn't transfer minor funds across from my savings account, which doesn't have card access, or friends couldn't put funds in my account because it would just take up the debit amount. And I've engaged in multiple email correspondence with you about this where you've stated multiple times now the past few weeks that you've cancelled the direct debit automatic payment so that I needed to make it manually at this point. So yesterday, I went and did the payment manually. As you can see on your website, and yet overnight, you've still taken the direct debit out of my main account, once again, forcing it into debit in the process, into negative dollars, despite the fact that I've already manually paid you. Your system reflects that, and you told me multiple times in writing that you cancelled the direct debit payment at this point. This is literal financial abuse, and under ACT law, this is a criminal offence.
All right. I'm so sorry to hear about that, Chris. And just letting you know, our calls are recorded and monitored for training and business improvement purposes.
And same on my end.
Yeah. And Chris, since I've called you, I have, you know, understood all your concerns. I just wanted to let you know that I've cancelled the direct debit, and I'll definitely give the feedback to the person you spoke to.
But okay, so first of all, you're going to return the amount that you took out of my account today by direct debit because I've already paid you, and I don't have $32 to spare this fortnight. That is about 4 or 5 days worth of food for me right now because I can't afford to eat more than a few dollars worth a day at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I will definitely organize a refund for $32, which was taken out from your bank account yesterday.
And how long is that going to take to come back to my account at the moment?
Hopefully, it will return to you in 1 to 2 business days.
It damn well better or quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely ask the payments and refunds team to, send this money back to you as soon as they can.
And I want an explanation in writing from you as to how it is that your system recognized and the payment I manually did yesterday and yet still went ahead and took a payment that you had no authorization whatsoever to be taking anymore at that point then, regardless, because that is a breach of financial law. And I will be raising that with the electricity regulator. And under ACT law, that is financial abuse of a disabled person, which is a criminal offense.
So, Chris, I can see that there is a payment plan set up on your account with the direct debit details.
And can you see the emails from your company telling me multiple times that you had cancelled that payment arrangement already?
Absolutely. I can definitely
see
that.
So at this point, thank you for just admitting that your company has committed a criminal offence under ACT law that you had no authorization to continue taking payments from me, and yet you illegally did so anyway. Thank you for that admission.
Yeah. So again, I can go through all the emails on your account. I can see that you have been, dealing with the customer service operators regarding that. I don't know why they did not.
I'm facing legal issues at the moment. I'm facing an illegal eviction process from my public housing. I don't know whether I'm going to have somewhere to sleep the next week or not at every point at the moment. Your company abusing me like this in such an outrageous manner whilst all this is going on is completely unacceptable, and I will hold you to account for that.
Yeah. Again, as I've just mentioned, I have canceled the direct debit from your account, and I'll definitely speak to the person who was dealing with you via email that why did they not cancel the direct debit when they when you requested them to cancel, because...
And when they said multiple times that they had done so, and when last fortnight I raised the issue with you that you'd still taken it by direct debit, even though you said you'd canceled it by that point and put my account into debit, into negative...
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
second fortnight in a row, and again, the person says, oh, no, I've cancelled it, even though they obviously hadn't, and yet you still take it this fortnight, even after I've already manually paid my account up to date, and your system knows that. At this point, there is no acceptable excuse left. You have lied multiple times in writing. You have illegally taken payments from me at least two times in a row now. These are extremely serious offences. This is not just screwing up or making a mistake. This is beyond unacceptable.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally understand all your frustration, Chris. I can see that you have been, you know, telling via email that please cancel my direct debit. And again, the payments have been deducted from your bank account. Definitely not a very good thing. And also,
look, it is 2025. Your payment system is more than capable enough to recognize a manual payment and automatically not take a scheduled payment when you know that you've already received that payment anyway. I'm an IT person. From a computer perspective alone, that is not good enough. From a human personnel perspective, that is criminal conduct. Okay? So I'm not going to continue this conversation right now because I have far more urgent things that I need to be getting on with. But that money better be back in my bank account damn fast. And I want an explanation in writing from your agency, from a senior manager above you at this point, explaining to me how it is both your payment system and your human staff feel it is okay to blatantly breach federal and ACT law in regard to what is going on here. And if explanation is not acceptable, then I will be taking this straight to the Human Rights Commission. And if it ends up in the federal court, then I will seek extensive financial damages against your company. Because this disability abuse has been going on for months at this point, as the email communications show, to the point where I couldn't even communicate with you anymore. But,
Chris, all right. So just one more thing before I let you go. I'll definitely organize a refund, which was the payment which was taken out from your bank account yesterday. And also, I will be crediting $50 to your account as a customer service cashier. I know that is definitely a very frustrating situation. And
that would really help, yeah, because do you know what it is like to have to try to eat on less than $10 a day at current food prices?
Yeah, I totally understand.
And I don't even have any teeth at this point. That's why I sound like I do. I have autism, ADHD, severe physical disabilities. I have a food disorder, the only one unlike anorexia and bulimia and all that, where I want to be eating more, but I can't. It's the exact opposite to every other food disorder out there. But there's no supports for people with my type of issues.
And on top of that,
I'm trying to eat on less than $10 a day. And on some days in the past fortnight, I haven't been able to eat at all because of what your company has done. You say you understand, but I don't think you even barely do on an actual surface level. Have you ever lived homeless? Have you ever survived in severe hardship? Because if you haven't, then you don't really know what I've been going through. I don't want any more apologies. There is a reason that your conduct constitutes a criminal offence under ACT law at this point. That is how seriously harmful it has been. So just saying sorry is not good enough, because I don't think you actually do understand.